If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, New York Times bestselling novelist Meg Waite discusses the race for Paris based on a true wartime story. It's an engrossing and heartbreaking story of friendship, love, and sacrifice. Join us every Monday at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. For podcasts, visit conversationslive.net.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. All righty then. It is, well, and did you know? Yeah, you can find us on Facebook these days. And Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Look for us there. Give us a like while you're there. That's really important. And know that I'm posting all the dogs in the news, animals in the news, stuff on the Facebook page as it comes in. That includes the recalls and any of this food stuff. So all of the pedigree and the hair and the food stuff and Susan's Thixton's test, all of that's up on the Facebook page. I reposted the homemade itchy dog spray recipe. And, oh, I also put the, I reposted the video of the orcas. There's some great videos up there. You just got to see. There's some good elephant stories. Oh, a great story about a dog and saving starfish up there. Oh, and there's a rescue kangaroo that fell in love with a teddy bear. And it is the cutest thing. You got to see that story. That's up there too. And this kangaroo, he's now being released back into the wild, but he comes back to visit the people that rehabbed him, and he hugs his teddy bear every time he comes back. It's just so cute. So check all that stuff out. Now, if you've got a behavior training or healing question for me, I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. That's what I do for a living. And we're here till noon. We still have time for phone calls and local numbers, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then you can reach me if you don't do the internet. You need to call me. 360-217-7258 is my home office. That's 360-217-7258. All righty then. So before we run out of time today, how about if we take care of current events? Hey, y'all. Speaking of entertainment, well, don't get too entertained that you forget about keeping your animals safe in this hot weather that we seem to still be having. And good tips up on the Animal World Current Events page. You go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events. Remember, I am the next time I will be doing my very popular classes, The Keys to Understanding Our Animal Friends. Part one is Communicating with Animals, emphasis on the telepathic, empathetic communication. And the second one is the human-to-animal transference, and they are part of the same whole. Those seminars will be at, or those classes, at East West Bookshop, the new store in Seattle, just above Whole Foods in the Roosevelt area. It's a great, great location. Tons of free parking, which is wonderful. Part one, Communicating with Animals, is on Wednesday, October 21st. From 6:30 to 9 p.m. Part 2, Wednesday, October 28th, same time, 6:30 to 9 p.m. $20 a piece for each class, or sign up for both. You get them for $35. Great deal. And you can reserve your place now by calling East West Bookshop, 206-523-3726. You can check it out at eastwestbookshop.com as well. All right, Northwest Stream Center up in Everett, excuse me, has got... Forest Dynamics presentation, Tuesday, August 25th. So that's this coming Tuesday, 7 p.m. The presenter is Washington State University forester and author of a great new book called Native Trees of Western Washington. It's geared for 7th graders to adults, $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. Reservations are required because space is limited, so call them at 425-316-8592 or www.streamkeeper.org. Hey, got a more details on the the annual Sexless Soiree to benefit Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. This year is Saturday, October 3rd, and just an FYI, the reduced early bird ticket rate of $50 ends August 31st. So if you want to get your tickets and save $15, you want to do that by August 31st. And the Sexless Soiree will be at the Don James Center at the UW. And let's see, what did they say? There are things that you'll be able to bid on. More than 150 items, including, a personalized tour of the Northwest Chimpanzee Sanctuary. That's amazing. $1,000 Nordstrom gift certificate, Nordstrom spa package, and an opportunity to get your picture on the Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project transportation van, a 3-night beach house retreat on Kameno Island, just to name a few. All righty, let's see. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They are teaching their Accutonics self-care class on Saturday, September 26th. That's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn to use the basic ohm tuning forks for balancing yourself. $125, and you get a $10 discount on purchasing the ohm fork sets if you purchase them with your class registration. Check it out, www.whispering-dragon.com. Woohoo! Join the fun at Homeward Pets Happy Tales Wine Walk. Enjoy a dog-loving walk and wine tasting through Woodinville's unique Hollywood Wine District and help raise funds for homeless dogs and cats. It's Saturday, September 19th, 1 to 5 p.m. $45 if you want to taste wine, $25 if all you want to do is walk. Dogs are free. Register online at homewardpet.org. It looks like next Saturday, 29th, is Paws Walk 2015. It's at Marymore Park in Redmond. Fabulous day for the family, entertainment, fun competitions, great food, and lots of animal-friendly organizations. Meet up at the Paws Walk 2015 next Saturday at Marymore, www.pawswalk.net. Remember, it's the last day today for Seniors for Seniors at Seattle Humane. They're open from 12 to 6 today, and all senior cats are free, no adoption fee, and $50 off all senior dogs. Yokey dokey. I think that pretty much covers everything on current events. And if you didn't get the details and you want, or you want more details or the more stuff that I didn't get to, excuse me, speaking of allergies, I don't have any, so I don't know why I'm sneezing, but all right. Anyway, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events on the left side of the homepage. That'll bring all the stuff up, and Rhonda always puts great links and all kinds of stuff for you there. Now, let's see. I should tell you, next week is the last Sunday of August already, man. And it's Encore Sunday on Animal World. We're going to replay Jude and Paul Ponton's show from earlier in the month. And listen, if you missed hearing them work their harmonic energy shifting magic, you can listen next week. And just by listening, you could get a surrogate healing. So a lot of people tell me how much they just listen and they feel better. So tune in for that. And then the first Sunday of September, we're back to Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And I hope to have a report from Aline about our elephants in Oklahoma. We'll talk to Homeward about their big wine walk coming up, and Yananda Institute of Living Yoga and all that they've got going on, plus checking on our regulars. So it should be a great time. Alrighty then, it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. It looks like we did a little double duty taken care of here, Kathy. We gave away the missing link to our next caller, and apparently he's got some questions about what I'm talking about. It looks like, is that Joseph? Joseph in Seattle, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Hi, Martha.
Did I get your name right? Is it Joseph?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, Joseph.
Joseph, okay. That makes more sense. So, congratulations. Well, you won the missing link.
Thank you.
Do you have a dog or cat? Cat.
I have a little cat, Tommy Girl.
Tommy Girl. Okay, so what can I help you with?
Okay, my main question about your feeding and your rotation with the foods is I got four foods for here. I got some Core Wellness stuff, and I got some From Bird and Fish or something, and I got a couple of Freeze Dries, Feline Natural, the chicken and lamb. And I think it's Billy, the other one, Billy Raw Bites Fish Recipe stuff. And what I've been doing is I've been feeding her all four foods, along with the missing link, every meal all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, should I keep, because I was doing this mostly because, you know, hopefully I get her as much nutrients from different varieties all the same. This way she gets a good balance, like a balanced meal. But maybe after listening to you today, that's not the best idea.
Let me clarify a few points for you and everybody else.
Okay.
First of all, the simple formulas, the rotation diet, and food allergies are a much bigger problem for dogs than for cats. Okay. Now, cats don't usually have the same and the intensity and the commonality of the food allergies and sensitivities as dogs do. They also are not as easy to feed and, you know, force onto things as dogs. So, but just when you're mentioning all those different kinds of foods, I think cats enjoy a variety of food. It's and that there's nothing wrong with that. If you can feed that many different kinds of food and you don't upset her digestive system, you know, she's got normal stools and that sort of thing,
you're probably fine.
I'd be inclined, though, to maybe rotate a little bit and not give everything every day.
Okay.
The other thing I'd look at, and which I'm looking really hard now at cats and dogs, and everybody, would be fish. Because you mentioned some fishy stuff.
Right.
Right. Okay. Now, first of all,
the Raw Bites fish recipe food from Eli or something.
Right. So here, let's cover that base because we didn't talk about that before, Joseph. I'm concerned about fish in general. Now, number one, because fish is not a natural part of a dog or cat's diet.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not a natural thing for them. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't do it occasionally, but it's not a natural thing for them. But the main reason I'm concerned is because of the pollution in our water, in our oceans, and the contamination with a lot of the fish.
Yeah, and all the oil in the water, too.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not good out there.
Right.
Now, I saw some clients recently, and they were telling me when we were doing the whole food discussion for their dogs, something came up that, they were feeding a fish-based dry food to their dogs, and I started to express my concern, and the wife said, well, you know, my daughter is a scientist, and she's a real mucky-muck, you know, and she's brilliant, and she's a genius, and she's doing all this kind of research related to fish and ocean contamination and toxicity of fish and seafood. And she said, you know, my daughter and her husband and their family, they will not eat any fish or seafood, knowing what they know.
Right.
Okay. So I'm saying, all right, so why are you feeding your dog a fish-based diet when you're, you know? So I have concern about that. A, it's not a natural protein source for our dogs and cats. B, most of the fish is contaminated now, and I'm not an expert. I don't know enough to know. I know a lot of times it's bigger, older fish that accumulate a lot of stuff. Sometimes it's the ground stuff in the ocean, but pretty much everything is somewhat contaminated. The
right.
other issue that I have, well, and you know, the recommendations for humans, they don't want pregnant women eating fish all the time. And there's a restriction on how much tuna and how often you can eat it and all that stuff. And they're not encouraging humans to eat that much either on a regular basis long term. I find I'm less and less attracted to any kind of fish. Now, I had a piece of salmon, freshly barbecued salmon at the anniversary party I went to yesterday, but I did because it was wild caught by the people doing the party. So what I look at for fish, especially for our animal friends, is first of all, is it wild caught? Because I don't like to eat any if it's farm fished. I don't want it anywhere close to me or any of my animals. So that's an issue. And then when you look at pet food and how do they source their ingredients and what do they put in there? Well, a lot of companies are just looking for the cheapest stuff they can get, and it's leftovers, it's byproducts, or it's the farmed stuff. Now, if I remember correctly, but I haven't advertised for the company for a long time, but Fishmate, First Mate is a fish-based dog diet. And I believe when I used to interview them, I believe at the time anyway, their fish was wild caught. And I remember their potatoes were from Idaho, you know. And anyway, so I Joseph, on general principles, might eliminate the fish.
Right.
or at least cut way down on it. Or and if it's in a food, I would talk to the company and I'd want to know what is their source of fish.
Yeah, right. The ingredients only say cod, salmon, and Lake Superior Cisco.
Right. So where is it? Is it wild cod? Is it farmed? What
right.
are they doing in terms of testing and chemical toxicity with those fish? You know, I'd be asking all those questions.
Right.
But in general principles, I don't eat it myself. Fish is not even a choice for my cats or dog. So that's
so
kind of up to you.
If I get rid of the fish, you think it's a good idea to just maybe feed just one type of food for, say, a few days and then switch, because I have a few different other foods, as
sure.
lamb, chicken, bird, or should I put all three every meal?
No, I would rotate. I would try to get a break off of the different ingredients from time to time, just on general principles. I just think that's healthier. And, you know, cats are like pets, are a lot pickier than dogs, and do like some variety. So I think that's a good thing, but I wouldn't do all of it into the same meal day in, day out. I'd switch them around.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
That's all I can think of now. We appreciate it, Martha. Thank you a lot.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, and then we'll come back. And now, if you've got calls, you better get in. If you've got behavior training or healing questions or more questions about food, local number 425-373-5527, toll-free 888-298-5569. If nobody calls in, then we're just going to pretend that Laura and Liebchen are on the phone, because I promised you Barking 101, and we'll talk about that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Phyllis King, who gives great advice on achieving anything through the energy of abundance.
On Saturday, provocative theologian and philosopher Michael Bogard discusses how to be your own guru in life.
Then enjoy our special summer series when Eileen Grimes and Jim Barker host Jupiter Rising in the second hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It still is very, very hazy. You can hardly tell the sun is actually out there down here in our neck of the woods. So be very careful out there about overexerting yourself or your animals with the smoky air. And understand it's not going to be until sometime this evening when it starts to blow out of here. So take care of yourself and your animal friends. And it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday here on Animal World with me. We have open phone lines at 425-373-5527, 888-298-5569. I bet Laura forgot to call back in this week about her little dachshund, Liebchen. With the barking problem, and it is such a common problem that I promised that we talk about it whether or not she called back in. So, Kathy, you'll be my sounding board. And the first thing I'd say about barking is that it is unrealistic to expect dogs never to bark. It's just unrealistic to expect dogs never to bark. They do, they bark, and it's a normal behavior. It is realistic to expect to have verbal control over the barking and to be able to condition out a lot of nuisance or nonsense barking. And there's a few different kinds of barkings that dogs do. You know, they bark at stuff. You know, I hear the neighbor's dog barking, or I see somebody outside and they bark at stuff. They also bark in excitement. Wee, oh boy, let's have a party. Woof, 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 woof is their form of wee, oh boy, we're having a party. Okay. And they do what I call spoiled bossy barking, because they want you to do something. You're not getting food ready fast enough, or you're not throwing the ball fast enough, or whatever. They're barking at you to get you to do something. Now, you deal with the different techniques to deal differently with each kind of barking sometimes. And so let's talk about the basic principles of controlling barking. And, of course, now the phone rings, and so Kathy's got to answer the phone. But that's all right. Maybe it's our barking person. Anyhow, so when you're dealing with barking with your dog, the first thing is if you get a young dog, the time to do this is when you're raising them and not allow the bad habits to start. But most of the time when I go into a situation to work with someone and their animal friends, the barking is pretty bad and has been going on a long time, and they've tried lots of things and have not been successful in solving the problem. So one of the first things I do with a young dog is I do not allow excitement barking. And I condition that out because, you know, it can be really cute when they're puppies and they should play around. But as they get older, do you really want your dog? And when you're talking about behavior with young dogs and puppies, that's what you want to think about is it may be cute now, but how am I going to feel about this 10 years from now? Or when they're, you know, 100 pounds instead of, you know, 10, it may make a big difference. But so if they start barking when they're playing, you interrupt the barking in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to get to the specific techniques in a moment. As soon as the barking starts, and the way to extinguish unwanted behavior is to nip it in the bud. You are on it the instant they start to make noise. You don't let them be into a barking frenzy before you do anything about it. So you must be prepared with whatever you're going to use. But when barking starts during the game, you simply do your negative association or sound interruption, which I'm going to explain to you, and to stop the barking. Now, what dogs will do with that, first off, is they will not associate the negative association or sound interruption with the barking itself. They will think that playing the game is wrong. And so they kind of do a thing like, well, if I can't play, I'll just take my dolls and dishes and go home. And if that's the case, you've got to motivate them back into the game to get them excited again. Then when the barking starts, boom, you're on it. And then you motivate them back in. The barking, one bark, boom, you're on it. Motivate them back in. Then they put it together. Oh, I get it. It's not playing that's the problem. It's my mouth when I make noise is the problem, so I need to keep it shut. So that's handling excitement barking. Now, barking at stuff spoiled bossy barking can be handled just like barking at stuff. Or you can do a behavior modification approach. Let's say, for example, you're in the kitchen starting to prepare your dog's food, and he wants it faster than you're making it, so the dog starts barking. Well, you can go through the whole teaching sequence to stop barking, but sometimes it is a better solution to use a behavior modification approach. So say you're facing the counter, mixing up the dog's food, and he starts barking. You simply put down the utensils, you stop getting his food ready, you fold your arms, turn your back on the food. And the dog goes, oh, no, that's not what I wanted. I wanted you to hurry up. I didn't want you to stop. So you just stand there, having stopped the feeding process until the dog's been quiet for about 30 seconds. Then you turn around and start messing with the food again. He barks. You stop, put the utensils down, fold your arms, turn your back on the food, hold for another 30 seconds of quiet, then you start again. Again, it won't take too many repetitions. How many repetitions it takes depends on how good the left brain of the dog is. Smart one's going to get it in 1 to 3 repetitions. Dumb one could take longer than that. But when they get it, they get it. So they realize, okay, I'm just never going to get fed until I'm quiet. You can use the same type of thing, let's say for overexcitement. Say you get out the leash and collar and the dog starts getting all goofy, bouncing all over the place, and is way too excited to even get the leash and collar on to go for the walk. So as soon as they cross the line of too much excitement, you put down the leash, you go and sit down. When they've calmed down, you get up, you go pick up the leash, they get goofy again, you put it down, go and sit down. Now, yes, you have to have patience when you're using behavior modification techniques. But once they get it, they get it. Now, let's just talk about barking in general, barking at stuff. Now, if you handle it the same way if you're inside or outside. If you're inside and the dog's barking at things outside, some people like to teach what I call an alarm bark, which means when the dog barks, you give them 1 to 5 barks, and then you interrupt it and stop it. And the pattern, because dogs are creatures of habit, anticipate rituals and get into those patterns, they'll realize that, okay, when they hear something, they can bark 3 times, and then it's up to you to decide what to do about it. So sometimes it's important, or some people will want to teach an alarm bark. All right, now, in terms of teaching dogs how to quiet on command, I use a 4-step teaching sequence in most of the things I teach. And let's say, for example, if I was teaching a leave it situation, I might put food on the table. When the dog starts to head to grab the food, the first step is I tell them they're wrong, no. Second step, I tell them what's right, leave it. Third step is I'm going to motivate the dog to back away from the food, which I usually do with a sound, like banging the table with my hand or a rolled up magazine. The dog, that startles the dog, they back up, which is exactly the reaction I want when I say leave it. So step 4 is praising. Good, leave it. Good, leave it. So no, leave it, sound, good, leave it. And that's your basic 4-step teaching sequence related to leave it. Now, related to barking, when we initially start teaching quiet on command, when barking, I have you change the sequence, the teaching sequence. Because what happens is that when most dogs start barking, woof, 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 most people start yelling, no, 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 shut up. Well, no, no, no sounds a whole lot like woof, woof, woof. And because in the dog world, the pack barks to support the leader, most of the dogs we live with don't have a clue we want them to be quiet because they think when they bark, we all bark with them. So therefore, initially, when you start addressing a barking problem, I put step number three as number one. You always want to nip it in the bud. So it might be somebody knocks on the door. It might be hearing the neighbor, whatever it is. The first step is a sound interruption and or negative association, something to interrupt the barking. You don't say anything. Now, the things that you can use, everybody knows about squirt bottle, spray Mr. Bottle. You can squirt them in the face with water. Now, some dogs don't like water at all, say, oh, yuck, and they shut up right away. Other dogs say, oh, what a great game, squirt me, or, oh, I don't care. In that case, you can put water, a vinegar in the water, 3/4 water, 1/4 white vinegar. They won't like it. It can sting. It doesn't do any permanent damage. It's okay. The squirt bottle or the water and vinegar squirt is not ever my first choice. A, because you have to have the bottle. B, you have to be able to aim and have to get it in the dog's face. So it's more difficult to do. So that's like three or four down the line in terms of my choices for the best sound interruption or negative association. For most little dogs, it works phenomenally well. For some large dogs, it works well too, and it's what I call a shake can or a rattle can. And a rattle can, to make the best rattle can, you need an empty aluminum can. You put 50 pennies in it and then duct tape over the top. Now, I'll tell you that the most aluminum cans these days are not made out of as the thick aluminum that they used to use. So I say grab it from the top, hold it from the top rather than the side, or you'll squish your can. You don't want to squish your can. You grab it from the top. Remember, it's got 50 pennies in it. And then the sound you make is one quick cha-chink, cha-chink, just one, cha-chink. It's a great sound interruption combined with a negative association. So the barking starts, cha-chink. Now, how effectively it works and from where you and where you have to be to have it work depends on the sensitivity of the dog. You might do this from across the room and they hit the deck and say, oh, geez, and shut up. Okay? You might have to be right in their face. And with any negative association or sound interruption, smart dogs may say, oh, I know you control the sound, so I'm just going to run to the other end of the house and bark. Okay, that's the case. You put a leash on them. You make them stay with you so they cannot avoid the negative association or the sound interruption. My favorite tool, negative association, sound interrupt, is a little personal protection device. It's called a screecher. And it's made by Mace, M-A-C-E. They're maybe about 5 inches tall and a little tube thing. You punch the top of it. It makes a sharp, high-pitched whistle that's designed for personal protection. I don't know how effective they are for that. But they're great bark interrupters and negative associations. I mean, you can use them for all kinds of things, like jumping up and all sorts of things. But I love them for barking. And the way you use it is the same way you'd use the can or the squirt. Barking starts. Punch the screech sound, they quiet instantly. As soon as they're quiet, the second step is tell them they were wrong. No. Tell them what's right. Be quiet. And praise, good quiet. That's a good quiet. Now, if you come to my classes on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, you will know that the reprimand you do not want to use is no barking. Because the picture comes in the right brain doesn't accept negative, and in the picture they get with a no barking reprimand, there is no. They just see barking, you give them the opposite message. That's why I recommend no, be quiet. Good quiet, that's a good quiet. So sound, no, be quiet, good quiet. They start up again, blast, no, be quiet, good quiet. Oh, what a good quiet. It is amazing how quickly it works when you know what you're doing. Put on leash on them, make them stay with you. If they run away to get away from the sound, that way they have to learn impulse control. Once you have done this several times and you know they get it, oh, you want me to be quiet, then you can go back to the regular sequence. Barking starts, no, be quiet. If they aren't quiet instantly, blast, squirt, shake, good quiet, that's a good quiet. Now, with the vast majority of trainers and training techniques around, that's where most people stop with stopping barking. They don't have my sequencing, maybe, but just stopping the barking. I do a two-step procedure with unwanted barking. A, you control the barking. B, change the way they feel about what's stimulating the barking. So if they're, especially if you have nuisance barkers that are barking at every little sound they hear the neighbor's door close, they bark. They hear the neighbor's car pull up, they bark. If those are the things, you get control of the barking, then you add a positive association. Whenever you hear the neighbor's door, oh boy, it's the neighbor's, you get a treat. Oh boy, cheese, here you get a treat. Little tweaked version of Jollies. Oh boy, it's the elevator, here's a treat. Oh boy, it's the elevator, here's a treat. Oh boy, it's this. Oh boy, it's that. Well, pretty soon they will realize these aren't sounds they need to bark at. It's like, oh, I hear them all the time. Mom says it's good news. I get treats. So it'd be, hey, use the elevator more often. Hey, slam your door more often. Hey, start your car more often. And so you control the barking, then you change the way they feel about it. And I know you didn't hear the whole discussion, Kathy, but did what you did hear, does that make sense? Okay. Well, then we will leave it at that just for the moment because we need to stay on schedule. It's the last hour of the show. Patty, I apologize that we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. You hold on to your phone line because we're going to come back more about pet allergies because that's what's on Patty's mind. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and we're going to go right back to the phone, and as promised, in Seattle. Patty, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the call.
Oh, you're welcome. So what can I do for you?
Well, we have an American Staffordshire Terrier, Red Nose, and he's been diagnosed with, he's allergic to just about everything that grows, and house dust and dust mites. And he has been on Atopica and had shots every 3 weeks, and Niazoral, and I mean, he's been through the gamut, but I think we're more concerned now about all the stuff that he's taking affecting his liver or his kidneys or his stomach.
Sure.
Or, I mean, he's...
So it sounds like you must be dealing with a veterinary allergist.
We have been, but nothing has changed, and we kind of wanted to have him tested again, and they said, well, you know, once he's been tested, that's pretty much what it is. It doesn't really change much, so they are just suggesting we continue with the shots and the Atopica, and now they've added three, like Benadryl in the morning and three in the evening, but this...
Holy moly.
We're spending our time trying to get, you know, pills down his throat, and he's been on salmon and rice diet with, I mean, it's dog food, it's not... Not catching the salmon or anything, but still, we've tried to control his foods. We're just giving him raw meat and eggs and rice and fresh fruit and vegetables with rice, and it just, I mean, nothing really seems.
Yeah,
to
well,
change.
See, but the meat can be an allergen. The rice can be an allergen. The eggs can be an allergen. Did the veterinary allergist talk to you about food?
You know, mostly the stuff that showed up positive was all pretty much anything that grows, mm-hmm. and cats and, you know, grasses and trees and shrubs and bushes. But other than that, it didn't say anything about any kind of food allergy.
What were they testing for food allergies, do you know?
You know, I'm looking at diagnostic testing, and I don't see anything for food. It's all growing stuff.
Right. See, because if they didn't test for it, you can't know. And I'm not so sure how accurate, you know, some of the testing is these days.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, take a look at the sheet. They may not have done anything test-wise. So you could benefit from all the food stuff. But what I would recommend... with all the allergies and everything that you're doing, I think you need to understand about the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al Plechner discovered, you know, so many years ago, that mm-hmm. that those in the know now are able to solve these kind of problems without all of the other stuff that you're doing. So there's a book you can order to get your basic education, okay? You got something to write with?
I do.
Okay. Book is called Pets at Risk. Pets uh-huh. at Risk. Author is Dr. Al, A-L, Plechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. Now, the full name of the book, you don't need to write down the subtitle, but just so you know, the full name of the book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Now, from the publisher, it's only $13.95 new. It's paperback. Okay? So don't pay any more than that.
The other thing is, it seems like, which is odd, when he goes camping, he feels better. It's like he doesn't seem to break out in hives. I mean, he's out there in the woods with all these wild natural things, and it seems like he actually improves. So
sure.
We're wondering if it was city air or something.
Well, it can be, and it can be the stuff in your carpeting and furniture. It can be chemicals you use. It can be perfume. It can be all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
You know, a good HEPA air filter in the environment is often recommended. But I want you to read Pets at Risk. You can usually pop on Amazon and get a copy for $3 to $5.
Okay.
But that will explain to you this endocrine immune imbalance, which with your dog has to have this imbalance to have all those allergies.
Right. Now,
and
your
that's
screener,
where,
mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Your screener suggested a doctor year out in Lake Stevens, I think.
Well, Dr. Doug, you're out. He'll be here for Vet Sunday, the second Sunday of September. And yes, he's an excellent natural doctor and could help with clearing and homeopathy and all that sort of stuff. He doesn't test for the Pleckner syndrome, and he doesn't treat it as Dr. Al recommends. Dr. Bill Burlingame, two blocks up the street, does know how to test for it and does know how to treat it. So you can work with both of them, and it would be very interesting, though. I would like you, I would have you order Pets at Risk, like, right away.
All right.
So that it's a simple read. You will understand what this is all about. Okay. Now, then you might want to incorporate some of the food stuff or whatever Dr. Al's talking about. But when Dr. Doug is on our next Vet Sunday, unfortunately, Dr. Bill won't be able to come in too because he's going to be down in Oregon. But Dr. Doug will be here the second Sunday of September. Wouldn't hurt at all for you to call in and for you to tell Dr. Have all your medications out, everything that you're doing, and we could grill Dr. Doug on, you know, what he would do differently.
All right.
Or in addition, or how he would help Bubba. Does that make sense?
It does. I appreciate that.
But I suspect you've got a flaming case of the endocrine immune imbalance. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock, and this is the last hour of the show, so I can't give you a full description of what this endocrine immune imbalance is all about, you know, and how we test for it and all that sort of thing. There isn't any cure for it right now, but there is hormone replacement therapy. And you may be looking at that, but it's a whole lot easier usually than all this other stuff that you're doing.
Right. And there was one thing that one vet just suggested was Logavet or Kenavet or Vetalog or something like that.
Vetalog, that's an injectable steroid. And it does usually work to eliminate symptoms. It also is part of cortisol is part of the treatment for the endocrine immune imbalance because it does part of the what's the underlying cause of this endocrine immune imbalance does relate to ineffective or deficient cortisol because cortisol is a hormone we need to have. And sometime on the next Behavior Training or Healing Sunday or when we have more time, I could explain to you what it's all about.
All right.
Yeah, there's a reason. That's how I can at least tell you when Dr. Al got out of vet school, you know, like 60 years ago, the treatment for hot spots and allergies was give him cortisone, you know, like the Vetalog or the Depomedrol, that kind of stuff. And that immediately would stop the emergent allergic reaction. But everybody said, don't give it too long or you'll have side effects. So instead of just going along with the normal thing and giving a short-acting steroid for allergies, Dr. Al wasn't willing to accept that. His first question was, why does cortisone work in the first place? And could we actually be funding a deficient cortisol amount in the animal's body? And then why is there a reaction to it long term? So he spent years and years and years figuring all this out. He did figure it out. There is now an endocrine immune blood test panel that we can run to diagnose this imbalance, and there's a treatment protocol for dogs. It does involve hypoallergenic foods and diets.
Right.
And then some hormone replacement therapy. But we're fortunate in our area because we've got Dr. Bill, and he knows all about this stuff. And like Dr. Al says, it never hurts to test for the imbalance. You don't have to treat it, but at least you know if that's what you're dealing with. So that may be where you're headed. But I'd be real curious with everything that you're doing for you to call in on the second Sunday of September and we pick Dr. Doug's brain on all the things you're doing and how he would feel about that. In the meantime, you can read Pets at Risk and we can continue that discussion on Vet Sunday as well.
All right. Excellent.
Does that make sense?
It does, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And if you can't find a cheap copy on Amazon, the publisher's website is newsagepress.com. Newsagepress.com. It's only $13.95 there, but you know, on Amazon, you can, like I said, $3 to $5, you can usually get a copy.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay, be sure and check back in on Vet Sunday or call me off the air. All right?
All right. Thanks
so much.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, phew. We kind of zoomed through today, and I was hoping we'd have a little clearer sky out there. Maybe lightening up just a smidge, but boy, it is smoggy and hazy out there, and that's that smoky stuff. So please be careful and know that the temperatures are up this week for a while until we get a cool down. Make sure that you keep your animal friends cool and out of the heat. Make sure they have fresh water. I mean, I've had to change Robbie's water and move it to a different place outside so it never gets hit by the sun during the day, and make sure he has plenty of water inside and out. And make sure I'm just not taking him in the car with me at all this time of year. It's just too hot and you don't know what the weather's going to do. And then I'm also saying be cautious about the quality of air. Some areas in this state right now are way worse than others. I know I'm feeling the effects of breathing the smoke this morning. I can feel it in my sinuses and my head. Been sneezing a bit. Mike had a good suggestion. Go home and get out your neti pot, because that's a great way to clean out your sinuses. But I'm also concerned about animals with weakened immune systems, animals with heart issues or breathing issues, you know, humans with breathing issues like the COPDs and that sort of thing. A lot of people have to put on, you know, one of those masks to go out like this. And if you've got an air filter in your house, that's great. Or just, you know, keep your sensitive animals inside and do not over-exercise them in the hot weather and with the smoke. And I think, Mike, you said sometime tonight the wind's supposed to kick up and blow things away. So by tomorrow, we should be a lot better. At least that's what Mike has indicated, and that's what I heard with the major weather reports. So, oh, do we have regular programming today? All righty then. So an animal world steps aside here at noon. You can stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And next week is the last Sunday of August, so that is our encore presentation day for Animal World. If you didn't get to hear Jude and Paul in the studios a couple weeks ago, Jude and Paul Ponton, harmonic energy shifting specialists, will be rebroadcast, and you can hear them work their magic for listeners and their animal friends. And you can even feel better just listening to it. That's people telling me all the time. I just listen and I hear it, and I feel better. So I hope you will listen and pay and tune in next week. Then we'll be back in the studio the first Sunday of September. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? First Sunday of September, it will be a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. I'm sure we'll touch base with all of our regulars. And as usual, I hope to have Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants back on, at least, you know, for some kind of interview. So we'll find out what's the latest scoop on our elephants, Bamboo and Chai, back in Oklahoma, and what's going on with them. You remember, we had Dr. Nels tune in with them last week, and he didn't feel anything out of balance, and I haven't felt anything when I've been checking on him either, so that's an interesting. And then Homeward Pet Adoptions got big social event of the fall and their wine walk in Woodinville. We'll talk more about that. And we'll have Ananda Institute of Living Yoga on as well. So that's a lot of stuff. Mike, thanks so much for holding the fort down and keeping us going as always. And Kathy, thank you so much. And congratulations on being a new grandmama. I'm so glad you have a granddaughter now to add to your collection. All right. So everyone take care. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.